Okay, welcome back to the Dungeon Diaries. As always, I am Queen Titania. It's been a while since I last recorded. I bought a new laptop after my old one died, and I was left with a laptop that wasn't very compatible with my old microphone. For some reason, my old headset just did not get along with this laptop. So I had to buy another one, then I found myself continually busy with no time to record, and when I did record, what I recorded would end up distorted or lost to various problems. So if you're hearing this, I've solved all of those problems, and regular episodes should begin once again. Today's episode is timely, because it's a problem I've been having with submissives as of late, and I've seen many DOMs complaining about this more than usual. This episode is about how to contact a dominatrix, or how to contact a dominant in general. I've discussed contact and correspondence a few times, but this time I'm going to try and go point by point through what you should and should not be doing if you wish to talk to and serve a dom. Number 1. Read the ad thoroughly. If you are looking on Backpage, an ad is only going to be about a paragraph. You can read that and save yourself and her a great deal of time by seeing all of the information inside of it and not asking silly questions that simply cause the person you are contacting to have to repeat what you should have already read. Number 2. Take note of the preferred contact method. If only email is offered in the ad, email the dom. Email them as much information as possible, and if you are someone who can only really do phone contact, then politely request that she call you or her number so that you may call her. It is much more polite to give your number and a time where you may be reached, but again, some people have bizarre schedules, and I personally am understanding and will sometimes, if you seem sane, give out a number, if you've done what I've laid out. I will not be giving out my number if you email me with your phone number, or call me with a number or sometimes no number. That is incredibly rude. I don't have my number listed in ads for a reason. I'd rather get to know you a little bit before I call, so I save some time. I don't feel like talking for 10 minutes on the phone with someone to just go over the basics. That can be covered in a 15-second email. So if someone wants to be emailed, email them. If someone lists their phone number, call them during polite hours. That means try to keep to a schedule you think that they will be awake and, in theory, business hours for them. So don't call someone at 11 p.m. because you know they go to bed at 11:30. Don't call someone at 8 a.m. because you go to work at 8 a.m. Make it a sane time. Often, a schedule will be posted on their website or ad for when these polite hours are. But if not, just use your judgment. If a dom isn't working a 9-to-5, she may not be up as early as you. So try not to call in the morning, because you're most likely just going to get a phone that's on silent, and thus you've kind of wasted your time. Or, you might wake someone up, and that's not going to put you in their favor. No. Number 3. Answer the questions asked to you by a dom, and read their email thoroughly. When I ask questions in my email, I would like them answered. And when you don't answer them, that means I'm going to have to repeat them. Don't just send a 2-word or 1-sentence reply when I've asked you multiple questions. If you want to serve me, I'm not just going to take... I want to be a slave, please. As an answer, I'm not going to take I'm up for anything as an answer. That hasn't answered my questions. I asked you them for a reason. So just answer them. 4. Be honest. Be open and tell as much as is useful. Don't neglect health concerns you may have. If you have health issues, make sure they are known if they could at all be important. If you're allergic to seafood, that's probably not important. But if you have bad knees or a bad back, if you have vertigo, if you have any sort of problem, let it be known, because it's probably going to come up, and you don't want to tell someone in the middle of a session who's already asked you, is there anything else I should know, any health concerns, problems, etc.? Oh, I can't do this. I'm diabetic. I lost my leg in Nam. Whatever. You're just going to waste time and ruin the mood in a session you're paying for. You're paying for this time, so let the most come of it. Number 5. Don't take no to be yes. If someone tells you no, respect it. Don't assume that someone is saying no because you're speaking to them via email, and when you talk to them on the phone, they're going to change their rules for you. Don't assume that someone saying no means you can beg for it later on. Don't assume anything other than you're told. If I tell you no, I don't want you to start begging. Saying please, telling me how submissive you are. Telling me any number of things is only going to irritate me. So don't do it. If your submissive experience will be ruined by you not doing something I'm not comfortable with, go find another dom. Because it's rude and annoying to just get begging. It's disrespectful to my informed consent, my dominance, my decision to do what I do for a living. So just like I'm not going to let you get into a situation that's dangerous, I'm not going to disrespect your limits, I'm not going to do something that you've said you cannot do, don't come to me looking for something that I won't do. Finally, when you're contacting a dom, make sure provide contact information that's requested, and don't hide anything or make yourself unavailable at the time of the session. I don't mean make yourself unavailable for the session. Obviously, if you've scheduled the session and you intend on going through with it, you're going to be available. I mean make yourself available with the contact information provided. For example, over the summer, I had a session and everything was set up, confirmation was made, and I arrived at my dungeon only to discover the power was out. There was nothing I could do, no way I could do the session, because if you've ever been to my dungeon, you'll know why. It's not possible to open a window and let some light in. It's not possible to light that space with just a few candles. So I called up the sub and said, "Oh, it's your voicemail. Well, I hope you check this in the next hour. The power is off at my space. I can't do the session. I hope we can reschedule." I called back in 15 minutes. No response. Still just straight to voicemail. I went to a restaurant to have lunch. Lo and behold, 45 minutes later,
"Where are you? I don't know, it's locked."
"Yes, I called you 2, maybe 3 times. It's been a few months, I don't remember. You didn't have your phone on. So, I'm sorry. The power's out. We can't do this today. I hope we can reschedule." And from there, I got a hissy fit that they had come so far. They'd driven almost an hour for nothing. And all I could say was, "Look, I told you that I needed your contact information, that we were calling for confirmation. What did you think? That there was no chance of anything happening? Why would you have your phone so it could not even be heard? Why would you turn it off? Because if you hear it ringing, you might at least look at it and see that I'm calling you. Know that something is up. Ideally, you'd have a hands-free device. Pull over, or maybe even break the law and just take the fucking call. This has happened so many times in different circumstances. People who call with an unlisted or restricted number. People who don't want to give out their number. People who forget their phone, stop checking email. Do all sorts of things. First of all, if you have to call from a restricted number, then we're not doing this session, or you're going to have to figure out some alternate means of authenticating yourself. Restricted numbers mean you have something to hide, something I don't want any part of. If you don't check your email, your text, or your phone during a session, and you don't call me when you're late, or you don't have your phone to call when you need directions, how are you going to find the place if you get lost? Or if something happens? So think. When you're contacting me, be respectful. Answer the questions. Read my ad. And make yourself available in a sane way, so that we can have mutual lines of communication. So that if something happens on either end, both parties can be informed. It's really that simple. There are some more nuances there, but That's all that really needs to happen. Just treat it like you'd treat an email to a business colleague. Yes. Would you disrespect a business colleague by demanding they call you on your time? By not answering important business-related questions? No. So just treat it respectfully. I'd say treat it like you might treat your boyfriend or girlfriend in an email, but I know some people are very disrespectful, very rude, and uncommunicative, so maybe that's not a good idea. Just treat it like it's a serious thing you're going to spend money on, because it's a serious thing you're going to spend money on. So have the best experience possible. Anyway, that's all for today. I hope there won't be a large gap between this episode and the last episode. So until then, farewell.